One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. And they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. It's the Asher Brothers Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the ever rare episode of Asher Brothers Podcast that comes when I, Kirk, have a collection of things taken from NYPD Blue Balls. If you were not aware, which is almost impossible, we've kind of moved this show from Asher Brothers Podcast to NYPD Blue Balls, where the voice you're hearing now, Kirk, and the voice you will be hearing, Kyle, talk about every single episode of NYPD Blue. Occasionally, when we record those, we get off topic and talk about random things, and I try to take those clips when they're good and bring them together into a collection of stuff to put into Asher Brothers Podcast. So without further ado, without any explanation or context needed, here is a bunch of stuff taken out of NYPD Blue Balls episodes, Season 5, Episode 4 through Season 5, Episode 7. Hope you dig it. Have a good one. And says that he was a gypsy driver because he had an accent. And then he proceeds to say, yeah, man, in his thick Jamaican accent.
I thought that was kind of funny.
That was a pretty good written joke for, you know, just the diversity of New York City. Also made me think about Cool Runnings, which is now on Disney Plus.
It makes me think of Chet Hayes at the Academy Awards.
Why did they let Chet Hayes go to the Academy Awards? We understand
Tom Hanks basically has like free reign, so he can, like, invite whoever he wants, you know what I mean? Like, the dude's a multi-winner. Like, he's gonna go every year if he wants. He probably can say, like, oh, I want 4 tickets, and he brings his son.
Yeah, but okay.
It's just sad, like, if you're Tom Hanks, like, and your son's that big of an embarrassment.
Starting to do stupid accents on the red carpet.
But I also thought, like, what if it's, like, some big, like, Andy Kaufman type, like prank he's playing.
You think?
And then one day he's gonna like make a film of like, I don't know, like what I would be like, that would be the only way I could respect Tom Hanks's kid.
Is if you find out this has all been a multi-year experiment in stupidity.
Yeah, and if he like makes like a funny like TV show out of it or a movie, that would be funny. But like, other than that, like the dude, I just feel like, how can you go to the Oscars and speak like you're from like a Jamaican dialect? Like, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I remember it now. I remember. I just farted, but it might get picked up on the microphone.
No, I heard it. I heard it go.
I had gas. I was going to tell a story, and then I remembered I don't even remember the guy's name, so I can't tell the story. But the guy who DoorDashed.
Just make up a name.
No, that's way worse.
That's not, because then you're showing them that they don't matter.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's definitely getting cut out now. But
oh, cool. Let's tell the story then.
But the name. I remember reading it and I was like, okay. So I don't know how to say this, but he's coming by to bring my sandwich. And sure enough, when he pulled up into the parking lot, he didn't even say words, like. I think he just, like, held up my sandwich, and I was like, yep, that's mine.
They're just having sandwiches delivered to you, bro?
Well, yeah, I was at work.
Well,
I was busy. We were busy.
Who'd you have it delivered? Or deliver it?
That's what I did. He was driving into the parking lot. People get lost in the parking lot on the way to my job.
Oh, so was it like a DoorDash situation?
Yes, it was a DoorDash situation. You would know that if you listened to the first part of the story when I said, when I got my DoorDash from this guy with a weird name. But it's cool.
I didn't hear you say the DoorDash part.
Yeah, I noticed.
Bucktard.
I noticed. Fuck. Ow. Fuck me in the ass. My back hurts. Okay.
Oh, good. Maybe that's why your back hurts.
was about to talk, I burped.
No, no, not a burp.
I had a burrito.
Oh, from where?
For lunch. From Miguel's Jr.
What is Miguel's Jr.?
It's a white person Mexican place. It has a drive-thru. It's not very authentic.
It's not really what?
It's not very authentic. But it has a drive-thru, and it's close, and occasionally we go there.
Oh, I think I remember Dad either driving by it once and telling me, or we actually went there.
But yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's not the best, but it's good for a burrito occasionally, but I think it's given me some harsh gas.
What'd you get in it?
It's just chicken, beans, rice, and cheese.
That's it?
Yeah, but I think I drank, like, half a gallon of Coca-Cola, so...
You're so boring with your, like, burritos and burgers.
Well, I mean, I put stuff on my burgers.
Yeah, what do you put on your burgers, Kirk?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. Because I have lettuce, tomatoes, ketchup, onions... Onions, I like onions. I just don't like spreads. I don't like when a store is like, hey, we got special sauce. Don't fucking want it. I want ketchup. I don't want your special sauce.
I don't want any of your special sauce.
So, yeah. And when I go to, like, Five Guys, I get grilled onions and grilled mushrooms. If I go to, like, a place that has a Hawaiian burger, I'll get that, but with no mayonnaise, because mayonnaise is gross.
Yeah, I like a Hawaiian burger with a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, so I put shit on my burgers. I will.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's a lot that you're growing up because before you did it.
That's very true. When
you
Dad
don't put stuff in your burrito.
No, I don't. Well, when I the problem is, I've said it before. I'll say it 1,000 times. The problem is when you go to Chipotle and they're like, "Do you want sour cream?" If you say yes, they put a single dollop in the middle of the burrito. So that just means there's going to be a bite that's all sour cream and it's nowhere else in the burrito.
Do you know what you can do?
Tell them to change it. Or...
Or you can... Well, I've seen people do this before. They're like, can I get some sour cream, but can I get it on the side? And then they get it, and then they put it on the burrito how they want.
But yeah, that's just extra work. The point of a burrito is that it's a blank... It's a pocket of food that I can just eat on the go.
Yeah, but what I like to do with my burritos is I like to get a bunch of different types of, like, salsa and stuff. And I like to add it on my own. So, I mean, that's why a burrito's perfect for me, I guess.
Anyway, that was burrito talk with the Asher Brothers.
How do you like your burrito with,
Okay. Season 5, Episode 6, Den... Oh, fuck. Den.
Yeah, let's start off on that hot foot. Okay. Is your name Nelly, Kirk? Because you're hot in here right now.
I fucking hate you right now. No, I just have a Band-Aid under my eye.
Hey, man, he made it popular.
Well, didn't Left Eye do the same thing?
Very true. Good call.
He just ripped...
Shutting down my sexism.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking woman did it first. And
but,
you know what?
But did Nelly and his gang discriminate against eyes? Because she was solely a left eye Band-Aid wearer. Like, I don't think him and his crew cared about which eye had the Band-Aid.
Also, you know what? I'm pretty sure she only...
What the fuck are we talking about? What?
I'm pretty sure she only got 70 cents on the dollar for doing that to her eye. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get back to what's important here. The dumbest aside I think we've ever had. All right. Season 5, Episode 6, Dead Man Talking... It opens up.
I thought you said we were doing season 5, episode 5, and episode 6. Nope, I read those wrong. Sweet.
So you didn't do 7, did you?
No, I did all 3 of them, but I watched all 3 of them. I have more notes for 5 and 6. So, but we'll be okay. I'll be okay with 7. I just watched them.
7 is not as interesting, if I remember correctly.
It's 7 Lost Israel Part 1?
No. It's Sheedy Dealings.
Oh, that's 8 and 9. That's 8 and 9. Yeah, I'll be fine then. I'll be fine.
Okay. Let's do it again.
Be fine.
We got it. We're going to do it live. Season 5.
Yeah. Go ahead and start. Sorry.
Oh my god. In heaven, Kyle. We'd be out for a couple months with good behavior. Well, when they go to the strip club, they go up to the guy behind the bar, and I don't know why, but he looked so much like poor man Sean Astin, I had to write it down.
Poor day for that guy.
Poor man Sean Astin.
I mean, Sean Astin is kind of already the poor himself. So.
I'm sorry, he was Samwise Gamgee. He's a part of one of the most beloved trilogies in all of nerddom, so... Watch yourself.
I'm with you on that, but go rewatch those. He's not killing it, so to say.
Okay, well, I mean, we don't have time to talk about them because they were literally all day in terms of movie. But I did rewatch the extended editions of those movies. He killed it, but it's fine. It's fine.
Oh my god, he does not kill it.
Dude, everybody kills it in those movies.
He is surrounded by great acting, so I think his horrible performance gets lost.
Okay. All right. We disagree. But
out of the four hobbits, he's the worst.
What?
Acted. Out of the four hobbits, he's the worst acted. For sure.
What? Okay.
For sure.
Okay. It's fine. We have differences of opinion.
Merry and Pippin, 1-2. Doesn't matter. You can interchange them. Frodo, 3. Samwise, 4. Based off of acting.
Okay. Well, I disagree completely, but that's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, because Elijah Wood's getting a lot of work since those movies, right? Those movies were, like, worldwide, supposed to make anyone a movie star. He's getting a lot of work for his acting, right?
He doesn't need to. He took it all the way to the bank. He's been living off them resig.
That's fine. Live off those resigs. Doesn't mean you're a good actor. Like,
first off,
the whole cast of Friends is living off resigs. And not all of them are great actors. Like, that's all right.
We all know he's living off the residuals from Back to the Future 2. it's a baby's game.
I was gonna say Sin City.
Oh yeah, exactly.
He was such a good actor that in Sin City they gave him a part that had no lines, and all he did was he was faceless and would like eat things in a bright room. Like that's all I'm saying. Like. That's it. Moving on. They're great movies. I love them. I watch them every chance I get. But he's not great.
Sipowitz and Simone go to the strip club. This woman, who was the owner of the strip club, actually played Sean's mom in Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay.
That's why I recognized her. I couldn't figure it out. Then I wrote it in the last bit of the notes on this scene. Yeah, she played Sean's mom in Boy Meets World, the one that fucking bailed, if you remember Sean's story at all.
I just remember watching Boy Meets World and finding it weird that a mom bail on her son.
Yeah, that's not very like, common thing.
Yeah, like, you don't really see that, and you didn't really see that a lot in, let's be real, like, when you're watching TV back then, most of the dads that are bailing on their kids weren't white dads, so...
Oh, okay. Well...
on TV, you weren't seeing a lot of white dads bailing on their sons, let's be real.
So Fran Watkins gets pulled into the house.
But I just found it weird that, like, his mom bailed on him. And then I also found it weird, if you vaguely remember, that, like, his dad just dropped him off with his teacher and was like, I'm gonna go find my wife, and just left his son.
Yeah, with Mr. Turner, who...
And no one batted an eye. No one was like, hey, like, he should be arrested for this. Like,
also, Mr. Turner got into a motorcycle accident at the end of a season, and we never saw him again. Implication, he died.
No, don't they talk about it? They talk about it.
They talk about it seasons later. It's a very weird.
He didn't die, though, right?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. He just didn't come back to the show.
Yeah, the actor was not asked back, apparently.
That's weird, because, like, why not? I thought he was alright.
He was killing it.
Anyways, this isn't Boy Meets World balls.
No, it isn't. Boy Meets World balls.
This isn't Topanga Balls.
This isn't Mr. Feeny Balls. He says he didn't murder.
So I have a question. So quick. I have a quick question to ask you before we move on.
Yeah.
Since you majored in psychology.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew has said on numerous occasions that he thinks that people who get facial tattoos have something off in their brain.
Uh-huh. Is that the question? Is that it?
It's like, no, well, sorry. I thought it sounded like you were going to say something. Like, something is still going on with the whenever you try to talk. Like, I can't hear all of it at the same time. So, yeah, so my question is, do you agree with that? Do you think there's, like, something psychologically wrong that, or, like, off with you that makes you get a face tattoo? Because it was, like, a couple year, like 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, you were, something was psychologically off about you if you just got, like, a regular tattoo. You know what I mean? So, like, why all of a sudden now is there nothing psychologically off by doing it to your arms, but if you do it to your face, there's something psychologically off with it. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know. I will just say that I know I will never get one in my lifetime. And I don't understand the want to do so. I would feel comfortable saying that if you have a face tattoo, the likelihood that you do have some type of mental issue is higher than not. But I don't know every person on Earth with a face tattoo.
Fair enough.
I just can't imagine wanting to get one and then going through with it. Especially, like, my thought has always been, if you're deciding on a face tattoo, everything else should have a tattoo. Like, the reason you're going to your face is because you don't have other real estate.
Okay.
But that's not the case that I've discovered. There are dudes, like, I'm really into this comedian lately, Shane Smith, who's, he's a stand-up comedian, and he's an ex-gang member. Now he's straight edge, and he has a full throat tattoo and face tattoos up on his cheek and above his, like, eyes. But he took his shirt off, and he has space where other tattoos could have gone. And I'm like, why did you go to your face then? Like, that's my thought. Like, why'd you go there if you have other spots?
Fair enough.
But I don't know. I mean, I think it's dumb to put a sweeping statement like that. I don't understand it, and I couldn't agree with it one way or the other. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, okay.
The punk rock kid who wanted the publicity for killing the guy. And it's like the other day someone was like, Joe Exotic said he wants David Spade to do it. It's like, no, if I'm gonna go see a movie about this, I want a good actor. Fucking being you. Like, no offense to David Spade. Like, we saw him do Joe Exotic. It was Joe Dirt. Like, we don't need him to do it again. Like, let's get a good actor to do it. Like, I don't know.
What annoys me,
like,
about...
Like, you know who would probably kill it as Joe Exotic? Like, fucking Christian Bale.
Yeah, he'd probably kill it.
Like, Christian Bale would probably go get, like, two boyfriends, live in Oklahoma for 6 months... Just, like, totally, like, go all out, and then, like, boom, Joe Exotic shows up on set.
And, you know, and the guy with no teeth would be Matt Damon. one of the younger boyfriends would be Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, for sure.
And the other one...
The dude who shoots himself in the head, that's definitely LaBeouf.
That's the LaBeouf. And then who's the other young one? That has to be a younger guy. That's like,
Well, because the guy with no teeth was his boyfriend. That's the Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's Matt Damon. And then the guy shoots himself as Shia LaBeouf. And then the other younger boyfriend when he's in jail. Because he gets married to another one.
Yeah, the other younger boyfriend when he's in jail, for sure.
That should be... what's his name? We're All in This Together. Fucking High School Musical.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, 100% Zac Efron, with the
and
old school cut.
The dude with no legs is definitely Fassbender. Because Fassbender will lose like a ton of weight. Gary Sinise, where he fucking puts his he'll put himself in the fucking prosthetic legs and walk around and shit. Like he'll definitely or Ryan Stiles, one or the other.
Oh, and Matthew McConaughey is that long haired dude that was one of the owner, one of the zoo operators. I don't remember his name. But he was
the hippie stoner, like deadhead guy. For
yeah,
sure.
That guy is Matthew McConaughey with a wig,
for sure.
Oh my gosh, we get to cast that entire thing.
Jack Black would be Doc Antle.
He would be so good. Also,
and then,
Carol Baskin's husband is played by an actual turtle, or.
Or Mitch McConnell.
Or Mitch McConnell. That's what I was going to say.
There was one more.
Or Dana Carvey dressed up like a turtle from Master of Disguise.
Dana Carvey would be funny. He would be able to do it. Get him in the old Ross Perot ears. But yeah, no, you know who I don't want to see play Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
Dax Shepard.
No, I don't want
him. Fucking,
You know the
David
guy...
David Spade.
You know the guy, the guy that was like... He wore like a cowboy hat and he always had a monkey on him, and he was the one just saying...
Yeah, he was the other like random fucking weirdo guy. Who was helping the new guy build the new ranch and then backed out because he wasn't... He's broke, basically.
His last name was Stark. That guy would be Woody Harrelson.
Oh my god, yes.
100% be Woody Harrelson. Oh my gosh. Oh man, this movie. Why isn't it being made? It probably is. Netflix is probably already making a movie, and it's probably going to be terrible.
It's either going to be that, or it's going to be an HBO, like a 4 or 5 episode, movie thing.
Made by the same guys who did Chernobyl.
Random.
Okay.
Chernobyl shout out here.
for all those Chernob heads.
Those nobs out there.
All those nobs nobing it up. What I hate about this time in quarantine is every 4 fucking seconds my phone is advising me that somebody else is now live on Instagram.
Oh, I don't even know. How your phone would do that. Like, my phone... I feel like my phone knows that if it was to let me know someone was going live, I'd throw it out a window. So it never does that for me. Yeah, but that's one of those, situations where you're trying to be, sarcastic. That's when, your sarcasm can...
Bite you in the ass.
As when you're dealing with someone who, if you need to delete this person's name, won't.
Oh my god!
I love that man to death.
Walt.
It's weird. That man was a weirdo, straight up autistic. That's how my sarcasm would bite me in the ass. Cause he used to go down to Mexico a lot and work at this orphanage.
Yeah.
And one time we were all working. It was me and a couple other people and him. We were all working on something, and he kept talking about this Mexico orphanage. And then one of the guys was "Hey, Kyle, you should go." And sarcastically, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just go to Mexico and work at this orphanage. And for, 3 years straight, Walt would ask me, every day when I was going. Until I finally, went to this orphanage in Mexico. And then, the barrage stopped. But, he wasn't going to let me go. And that's, my sarcasm bit me in the ass.
Walt was the shit. I remember Walt. Walt was a really cool dude.
I fucking loved Walt, dude. Hey, Walt, we're going to go to Round Table for lunch. Good, have fun. I don't like pizza. What? Yeah, I'm not a fan of pizza. Don't want to go. Bye. Just walked away. All right, later, Walt. See you later, bud.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that guy. That's when your sarcasm can bite you in the ass is when you're trying to talk shit, and then bam.
And this is the theme song to NYPD Blue.
Check your balls.
Yeah. this episode is sponsored by Testicular Cancer Prevention. So remember, when you're listening to NYPD this Blue episode, Balls...
This episode is brought to you by that random Tom Green episode.
So remember, check your balls when you're in the shower so you don't have cancer.
Didn't Tom Green write a song called Check Your Balls or something like that?
Well, I'm pretty sure he did. This is an aside. Did you ever see the This Is Not Happening with Tom Green?
No, I saw, like, the video, and I wanted to watch it, but I never got to it.
It's basically him being on Celebrity Apprentice, but he only refers to Donald Trump as the President of the United States when talking about the stupid shit he did on the show. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I did. I did remember. I did watch that.
And he did it with fucking, what's his name? What's that fucking dude's name? The comedian who's a real asshole.
Oh, that's a lot of them.
Fuck.
Ellen.
No, the guy that's like Italian and a dick and he wears sunglasses.
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay. And he's like, yo, Donnie, you don't have cream cheese for the bagels. And he's doing, it's so stupid. Anyway. Then I gotta tell you, Kyle, you share something in common with Dennis Reynolds, who also finds tears erotic. Season 14 joke.
Oh my god, that whole episode about texting. The Always Sunny one, fucking amazing.
they still got it. They're the best.
They do, they still got it. They're not what they used to be. They're the Albert Pujols. They're in their twilight years, I think. But they do still have it every now and then. Oh man, they knock it out. Thunder Gun 4
is fucking amazing. Nothing reminded me of you more. And I say this with high praise. Nothing reminded me of you more than when they said, "Where's the dong?"
Where's the dong, man?
And she goes, "Well, we've decided that we're not going to have so much gratuitous nudity." And then Charlie was like, "Fuck you." Just straight to her face. I was like, I don't know why, but Kyle has immediately jumped into my brain.
My favorite thing at one point is, like, after the lady, like, kind of loses her mind, Charlie then goes, like, I forgot what he, did he say, like, wait, he has a son?
Yeah.
And then there's this point in the scene, like, halfway through where he's like, I don't know what's going on. And she's like, well, to be fair, you haven't known what's been going on all day.
And then towards the end of the episode, he goes, wait, he has a son? And she goes, fuck, dude! Like, she literally says that to him.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Anyway, after they visit the strip club... Thank you once again for listening to this episode of Asher Brothers Podcast, even though it is Frankenstein, from clips taken out of NYPD Blue Balls. If you have time, you can go and listen to the old episodes of Asher Brothers Podcast. There are a ton of them, and they're all here, wherever you're listening to it. But also, NYPD Blue Balls is available wherever you're listening to this. So both of those shows, Asher Brothers Podcast and NYPD Blue Balls, are both on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and AsherBrothersPodcast.com. We're on Twitter at AsherBrosPod. We're on Instagram at AsherBrothersPodcast. We're mostly talking about new episodes of NYPD Blue Balls and about NYPD Blue itself. So head there if you have any interest in the show. If you want to get into the other podcast, NYPD Blue is currently on Hulu, and that's it. It used to be also on Amazon. It is no longer. If you have a moment, I would prefer that you go to NYPD Blue Balls and check that out. It comes out every other Tuesday. It's a more regular show. But if you have the time to rate and review this show and rate and review that one, that would be great. Stay inside. Stay safe. Keep washing your hands. Maintain 6 feet and stay away from large crowds. Have a good one. Enjoy.